Hello, welcome to CC Powers Watson. Today is a random one and I'm with my dear, wonderful, anointed husband. I call him the only power prophet, the only prophet power. Now, today's podcast is just a random one. I'm just going to ask my husband literally random questions and hopefully this would be a blessing to you listening. Now, welcome, husband.
Hello.
Thank you for joining me this night.
You're welcome.
You didn't have to do so because you're busy, but I appreciate it. So the first question is basically based on statements that I hear a lot of young people make, i.e. this church thing is boring. I'm too young to dedicate my life to God. I'm going to enjoy life a little bit and then come and serve God. What advice do you have for such people?
You see, thank you, my wife.
You're welcome.
Why people, you know, or why young people say, or some young people say, church is boring because they don't have a revelation, you know, and, you know, they have grown up, you know, being forced by their mum to come to church.
Yeah.
So now when they get to a certain age, they feel like, you know, it's been boring. So there's no form of, you know, revelation why I should go to church.
Yeah.
And, you know, the church needs to get back to the place of power.
Because
young people, you know, they are not, they want to see before they believe.
Yeah.
So if the power of God is not demonstrated, or if something that does not beat their intelligence or their philosophy, you know, Or the way they're reasoning, they will not submit and they will not be interested in church.
Yeah.
That's how the power of God must be demonstrated, so that human wisdom will not be able to comprehend it. Also, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1, don't let the assignment of your youth cause you to forget your Creator.
Wow.
Honor Him in your youth before you grow old and say, life is not pleasure.
My God.
Anymore.
That is powerful. So, don't let the excitement of your youth.
Jeez, so sometimes you get carried away, you know, as a young person, feel like, let me enjoy my life. But after a while, the things you're chasing for in your early 20s, when you're 50, you will not find and enjoying it again.
That's right.
Again, so you have to understand that one day you will grow. You know, you can put the makeups on, you can even, you know, be a millionaire and get the most expensive, you know, treatments if you want.
Yeah.
But, you know, when old age catches up with you, you know, it will get you.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you understand that revelation, you will serve God in your youth, knowing that how it's not about, you know, what's happening in your life now, you know, but where are you going when you die?
Wow.
And, you know, where are you going to spend eternity in? That's that should be, you know, in the back of your mind as you're living your life.
Yeah.
You know, and a life outside Christ is a life full of crisis.
My God.
So when you understand that, you will always put Christ first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Yeah.
And all other things shall be added unto you.
Mm.
So you understand that when you seek Christ, seek his kingdom.
Yeah.
And his righteousness.
Yeah.
Everything that you're looking for shall look for you.
My God. That is so powerful. And I'm so, I was so touched by that statement that you make, as in it's all lack of revelation, because you grow up and your mom is basically saying, follow me to church. And you don't really understand why you have to go to church. And you get to a point in your life where you have no reason to be in church, but it's just a routine. So how do such youngsters come out of not having a revelation of why they should be in the presence of God? Because remember, the Bible says we must not forsake the gathering of the brethren.
Yeah.
But then the Bible also says, for lack of knowledge, my people perish.
That's right.
So I believe that most of these young people, like you rightly said, don't understand why they should be in church. And they're now stuck up in their own ways. Excuse my language. Not in a bad way, but that's what they know. I don't want to go to a church where I just sit down and not get anything out of it. I might as well stay at home or just live my life. How do they come out of this mindset of, you know, it's boring, I don't want to be in church, I just want to live my life?
Number one, they have to be in a church.
Where the church. But how do they get to being in a church, though?
Okay, now, this is why, you know, they have to understand that how they have to seek God themselves.
Yeah.
And then God will direct them to the church where he wants them to grow.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the Bible said that I'll give you shepherds or potters of my own heart.
Yeah.
So no matter how much, you know, a church seems like is, you know, it's popping, or a church seems like, you know, there's a lot of young people there.
Yeah.
If the shepherd is not your shepherd, you won't last there.
Yeah.
So people need to pray for God to direct them to their rightful shepherd.
Yeah.
Because when they're under the rightful shepherd, they will see church, you know, as a powerful thing to attend.
Mm-hmm.
So because if that's not the case, you know, a lot of young people will not find any form of joy
yeah.
of going to church. So yeah. they need to pray and seek the Lord. And Lord will direct them to the right church that they can go to.
Yeah.
Because when they're in the right church, they will never say church is boring.
Yeah.
So when they seek the Lord, Lord will direct them to the right church, to the right shepherd, where they will sit under and learn and grow in Christ
mm-hmm.
and walk in the fullness of their destiny.
That's right. So you said something very powerful, and I believe it all boils down to having a personal relationship with God.
Mm.
You get to a place in your life where you literally know God for yourself yeah. instead of just knowing God through some people, through yeah. friends or well, parents. You have to know God for yourself, which well, will now give you a reason why you must pursue Him
yeah.
because He said we must seek Him. Mm. So in other words, unless and until you seek Him, you will never find Him.
That's right.
So somebody will now say, but how do I now get to a place of praying and getting to a place where God will direct me to where I'm meant to be or the man of God I'm meant to be under. Just say, somebody listening that don't know how to pray, you know, don't even have a relationship with God, will now say, but how do I get to that place where I now know this is the pastor that I'm meant to be under or this is the church that I'm meant to be in?
So, you know, God is your father.
Yeah.
So I believe that every child should get to the point where they know the voice of their father.
Oh.
But you see, when you're a baby, let's say when you're a baby,
yeah,
you don't spend time with your father.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's your father, when he speaks, you will not hear him.
Mm.
So when you just spend time, just pray to God, say, God, you know, reveal yourself to me, or God, speak to me.
Wow, that's bad.
Because he's your father, he's bound to speak back to you.
Yeah.
So no matter how much, you know, you're far away from God, or maybe you're not so prayerful, or you don't have a relationship with him. You know, God wants to have a relationship with his children.
Yeah.
So it's like, God is saying, meet me halfway, you know, or, you know, I'm available.
Mm.
You know, just open up yourself and, you know, and I'll speak to you.
Mm.
So even if you don't have to pray, just
communicate
with God. Because
prayer is what it's all yeah, talking. Yeah, it's like you're talking to God.
Yeah, so even if you have nothing to say,
yeah.
just say, Father, here I am. And you'll be surprised. He will speak to you.
Yeah.
And as you begin to grow in a relationship, you know his voice.
Yeah.
Because when I first meet someone for the first time, you know, I'll know them. I may know their voice to a certain degree, but when there's constant communication,
yeah,
they don't have to say, it's me.
Yeah.
I know their voice. So in the beginning, I'm like, who's speaking, please? Who's calling?
Mm.
Say somebody calls me, I don't really know. Or maybe I've heard them once and I couldn't catch the voice. But
yeah.
when I continuously communicate with them,
yeah.
after a while, I'll know it's them. So that's how it'll be with God. You first speak to him. You might not know, is it my flesh? Is it even the devil speaking to me, or is it my mind?
Mm.
After you communicate more, it's like you build a solid relationship.
Yeah.
You know, and after you grow more,
yeah.
you know, in Christ by the word and prayer.
Yeah.
And you know, and that's how, you know, he starts to speak to you. When he starts to speak to you, he'll direct you
mm-hmm.
what pastor to go to, what church to attend.
Yeah.
And then from there, that's how you build a relationship with him.
That is powerful, because you literally just say, you don't really have to be religious or
yeah.
let's say spiritual before you hear from God. It's literally just you communicating with God. So basically just saying, just talk to God.
Yeah.
You get to a place where you want to know him, you want to know where he wants you to be so you can grow spiritually. You literally just need to ask him questions, because prayer is just communication with God. So our last prayer, because this is part one, we're going to have part two. Part two is going to be about relationship. But this last one, I want to talk about purpose.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of young people hear about purpose. Like, Pastor, see, I don't even know what my purpose is. Mm. And here young people say, I don't even want to live anymore, because I'm thinking, what's the point of me living? So what would you say purpose is, and what is the importance of literally pursuing purpose and make sure walk, literally pursuing purpose and walking in purpose?
So purpose is the reason for your existence.
Wow.
So it's like purpose is why you've been born.
Yeah.
And you're not a mistake, you know. You know, for you to even be here, you know, it's part of your purpose.
Yeah.
But you see, purpose is such that the difference between purpose, walking your purpose, or living by the talent that you feel like God has given to you.
Mm.
Because you can be a millionaire by your talent, but still not walking your purpose.
Yeah.
Because your purpose is why God brought you here.
Yes.
Your purpose is not what you want to do.
Mm.
You know, so a lot of people are in their purpose.
Yeah.
That's why they're frustrated. That's why they want to commit suicide. Mm. That's why they feel like life's not working for them.
Yeah.
But, you know, God, you know, is the manufacturer of every, yes, our lives.
Yes.
So God knew that how I have given you everything it takes,
mm,
and everything you need to walk, yes, in the purpose.
My God.
So when someone's really in purpose, they're not just existing.
Mm.
They're living. And many people are existing.
They're not living.
Anything outside purpose, you're just existing.
Mm.
A lot of people are experimenting life.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why life is giving them a negative reaction.
Mm.
Because they're not in purpose.
My God.
You know, purpose brings provision. You know, purpose brings out your potential.
Yeah.
Purpose, you know, makes you excel in your life.
Yeah. You know, purpose, it gives you a reason to live.
Gives you a reason to live. You know, yeah, gives you, you know, why people wake up in the morning and they don't even want to wake up because they're going to work.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, purpose is what you've been born to do and is your work.
Mm.
You know, is your work. You know, so a lot of people are on their job. You know what I'm saying? So purpose gives you fulfillment.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Purpose gives you a sense of, you know, satisfaction.
That's right.
So, you know, a lot of young people need to understand that how what will bring you joy, you know, what will bring you, you know, happiness, fulfillment,
mm,
is your purpose.
That's right.
Because anything outside purpose will lead to disaster.
Mm.
You cannot be trapped when you're on track.
Mm.
You cannot be trapped when you're on track.
That's right.
Yeah, so why people are trapped in life because they're not in track.
That's right.
So, you know, purpose is powerful. So when young people understand that, they will know that how what makes me successful,
mm,
is not the money I have in my bank account.
Not at all.
Or my connections.
That's right.
But it's me discovering my purpose.
My God.
Not only discovering my purpose, but walking in my purpose effectively.
My God.
That's what makes someone successful in the eyes of God.
That's right.
So purpose is powerful. So discover your purpose. Well, you cannot discover your purpose outside God.
Yeah, because he's the one that
leads. Because God is the purpose giver.
That's right.
So if you want to discover your purpose, connect to the purpose giver and he'll give you your purpose.
My God, that is so powerful. If you want to, you know, discover your purpose, connect to the purpose giver. And you will discover your purpose. Now, that is part one. This is just the tip of the iceberg. I'm going to bring my husband again to continue with part two. Part two is going to be a bit about purpose. And then we're going to talk about love and relationships. Now, we're going to go deeper. So you stay tuned, stay locked. And make sure you press on the notification button so that anytime a podcast is out, you'll be the first to have a listen. God bless you all. And from me, Pastor Cici Opower, and my dear husband, we want to say God bless you and goodbye.
God bless you. Stay blessed.